Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Dunkin' Donuts is becoming a public company today. The Canton-based company is now listed on the NASDAQ exchange under the ticker symbol DNKN. It raised $423 million in a high-demand IPO. WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has more.
We all know Dunkin' Donuts so well here, it's easy to forget how crazy the chain's TV ads must sound to people who aren't from here. You know the commercials, the ones usually showing smiling police officers and construction workers.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Well, that's a pretty bold claim when you're basically an East Coast chain that's expanded to the Midwest. There's only one Dunkin' store for every million people in the western part of the country. But that's exactly what the company wants to change with its IPO.
To broadly market to all Americans, not just specific demographic groups.
Darren Tristano is an analyst at the food industry consulting firm Technomic in Chicago. He says people think of Dunkin' as a donut chain, but it actually makes the majority of its money selling coffee and other drinks.
They serve a very good quality coffee in a very unpretentious way.
Tristano says that makes the main competitor of the Canton company that other coffee chain based in Seattle, Starbucks.
I don't like Starbucks.
That's loyal Dunkin' customer Joe Fine, sipping coffee at a store in Jamaica Plain. No Wi-Fi in the place, no hip music either, but Fine doesn't care.
It doesn't have a lot of atmosphere, but I normally don't sit in one. I normally get it to go.
That unpretentious blue-collar style has helped Dunkin' grow its profits, and it's something the company thinks can be successful in more parts of the country. Industry analyst Darren Tristano says Dunkin' Brands is going to use the money it raises in this IPO to pay off some debt, which he says will pave the way for faster expansion.
Because what it allows them to do is to invest in the brand, to market and advertise instead of paying off debt and interest against that debt.
Much of that debt, by the way, comes from Dunkin's private equity owners, including Boston's Bain Capital. They bought the donut chain 5 years ago, and even after this IPO, those firms are still going to own most of the company. Their hope is to use the money from the sale to boost profits so they can sell off more stock later at an even higher price. But David Menlo of IPOfinancial.com says that strategy could backfire.
If the company falters in any way whatsoever with the expansion plans, investors will probably be merciless with selling the stock.
Another consideration is that Dunkin' stores are franchises whose owners are often immigrants. Jim Cohen runs the Association of Dunkin' Donuts Franchise Owners, and he says some of his members are worried this IPO will now bring more Wall Street pressure to boost profits.
So I don't necessarily see where that growth is going to come from unless the stores increase profitability, increase free cash flow. And in this economy, that's a bit of a challenge.
But food industry analyst Darren Tristano is more optimistic about Dunkin' going public, saying the growth will come from new markets.
And ultimately, who doesn't like donuts? It's been a way of life in the Midwest and will likely find its way into the West Coast and international markets.
That's right, international markets too. With new stores in countries like India and Germany, the company hopes it can leverage its IPO to make not just America, but the world run on Dunkin'. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.